Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Today I want to share two stories with us that happened to me, but the way I experienced them was very different. The first story happened when I was in graduate school many years ago, getting my first master's degree in comparative religion. During one of my summer breaks, I had the opportunity to go to the Far East, and particularly India, for 2 months. Well, if you haven't been to India, it's a beautiful country, but it's very different than what we experience here in the West. Well, after traveling there for 2 months on a shoestring budget, because I was a graduate student, I was in New Delhi, and my plane left the following week. It left once a week. It was one of those odd tickets where the plane left once a week from New Delhi, and it was flying back to England. Well, I was, at the end of that 2 months, really, really ready to leave. I was exhausted. And so what I thought I'd do is I thought I'd go to the airport and see if I could get on the flight earlier, the previous week flight, and go home, because I just needed to be gone. Well, when I got there, the people working for the airline told me there wasn't any space and I could go standby, but they had no idea if I would be able to get on. The plane was completely full, so if I was going to get on, it had to be because someone else canceled their trip. And up to that point, no one had. So it was based upon people basically not showing up, and I would get their seat. Well, this is where my suffering really began to kick in. When I had made the decision to go back home a week earlier, I was done. I just needed to get home. And that was my only option. So when they told me that I may not get on, I sort of went into emotional panic. It was a few hours before the flight left, and I remember just pacing back and forth, going up the counter, seeing if anyone had not shown up, pacing back and forth, but mostly in my head thinking, I gotta go home. I gotta get on that plane. I gotta go home. I gotta get on that plane. That was my only solution. I just couldn't imagine doing another week in India. I needed to be gone. The idea of staying another week was just something I couldn't think about, so I didn't think about it. And I just created such stress inside of me, thinking, I have to get on this plane. I have to. I can't do another week here. I need to get on this plane. I mean, it was probably one of the worst experiences I've ever created for myself in my life. It was horrible. It was just awful. But if you can kind of guess where I'm going, is guess who was creating that awful experience? I was, because I gave myself one option, and that was to get on the plane. I wouldn't even think about not getting on that plane and what I could do if I didn't get on that plane. I just had to get on that plane, period. Well, to finish the story, they began loading the plane and letting people on, and then everyone was on the plane, and they still couldn't tell me if I got on. And then just before the plane took off, they said I could get on. And there was a deep sigh of relief. But it had been a really terrible experience up to that point. And in some situations, things don't work out the way we want and we have to adjust. But I did get on and I survived. But I'm glad I've learned other tools since that time of how to deal with things that don't go the way that I expect them to. Well, let me share with you a second story that recently happened that had a lot better overall outcome and I enjoyed much better, even though the circumstances were somewhat similar. I had in March made reservations to go on a retreat for a week to a beautiful retreat center in New Mexico. It's really in the middle of nowhere, and it's gorgeous, and I was really excited to go there. I hadn't been there ever before. I just heard about it from other people. And so when I plan trips now, I usually make the reservations, you know, buy the ticket, and then when it gets closer, I make sure everything's correct, and then I get on my plane and I head out. Well, I'd done that, but I hadn't been that thorough. What happened was, as I was getting on the plane and waiting for my flight to take off, I realized that I did not get a confirmation from the place that I had a room. This retreat center is very isolated because I had sent them an email halfway through, probably in the summer, asking them if they had got my reservation confirmed. And again, I didn't hear back. Well, as I was sitting in the airport, I noticed that it said you had to have confirmation from them in order to attend, and you had to send them a deposit. Well, I didn't have a confirmation, and I had not sent them a deposit. So then I went to the website and looked at the rooms, and they mark them if they're taken or not. And the room I had requested was marked off some days, but some days I was going to be there, it was still available. and the rest of the rooms were taken. So I thought, uh-oh, what am I going to do here? Because I don't know if I'm going to get there and I'm going to have a room. So then I tried calling them, and because it's a very remote place, they didn't pick up the phone. And I called several times, they didn't pick up the phone, and they almost never pick up the phone, is what I discovered. But so I had to make a decision at the airport. I'm sitting there waiting for my plane. I'm headed off to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I may have no place to stay. What am I going to do? Well, what I did is I came up with a backup plan because I was going to have a good time on vacation no matter what. So then I went to a site for Santa Fe hotels and looked at the hotels there and saw there were rooms available that were quite nice. And then I thought, well, what will I do when I get there? So when I landed in Albuquerque and was headed up to Santa Fe by a rental car, I went to the visitor's desk and I spent about a half an hour with her, talking with her about places I could go and see in New Mexico, because I had zero plans to go anywhere but the retreat center. But I also made a decision to try to get to this retreat center, because you didn't know, and I had made a commitment to them that I was going to be there, so I didn't want to back out on that commitment either. And it was quite a drive to this retreat center. So I have a backup plan, and I'm happy with it. I would make it work. And then I'm heading towards the retreat center, because that's where I really wanted to go. Well, it's a long drive there, and it's on a dirt road to finally get to the destination. And it's an icy, snowy dirt road, so I'm driving very slowly. And the sun is just setting, so it's becoming quite dark outside. And I realized there were several hotels I had passed that I could stay at. They'd probably take me another hour to hour and have to get back to. But I was ready and willing to head back that way if I needed to. But let's see what I could find there. I didn't even know if I could talk to anyone in the office because the office would be closed. So I come to one of the buildings where guests stay, and sure enough, my name was on the door. So I had a place to stay, and I left all my brochures about places to go visit in Santa Fe and around the area in the car, and spent a beautiful week at this retreat center. And as you can probably tell, these two experiences that I had at the airport were very different. But the biggest difference is not what happened. The biggest difference is what I did with what was going on. And the one in India, I had no backup plan. I just had to have happen what happened. And I was miserable. It happened what I needed, but I was miserable in the process of getting there. The second one was, in the airport, I came up immediately with a backup plan that I liked, and I would make it work even though it wasn't my number one choice. It was my second choice. And again, everything worked out. But the difference was, I wasn't miserable at all. I had a great time. I was excited to have my backup plan if I needed to, because I had not been to these places. And I was going to make it work either way, because I was on vacation and I wanted to have a beautiful time. And the only person keeping me from having a nice time was me, because I could adjust. We can always adjust to things. And that's really the key of life. When we face circumstances that don't go the way we would like, or may not go the way we would like, do we have a backup plan? Do we have another plan to have a good time and be happy? We can always create one if we're willing to, but do we have one? If we just focus on, this has to happen, this has to happen. I mean, mind you, it may or may not happen, but it's going to cause us a lot of stress in the interim, as it did with me in my trip to India. Because remember, in both cases, I really tried to have what happened happen. The difference was, in the second case, the one in New Mexico, I was willing to let it go if it didn't work out. The one in India, I was not willing to let it go while I was trying to make it work, and so I suffered. So there's nothing wrong with working towards goals that we have. If we want to get into a certain school, if we want to be in a relationship with a certain person, if we want to heal from a certain illness, if we want to get or keep a certain job, there's nothing wrong with working towards those. But if we don't want to suffer, we have to realize things don't always work out the way we want them to. So do we have a backup plan? And having one creates a difference between suffering and not suffering. I mean, if we're listening to this podcast and we want to be happy, having a backup plan for happiness will help us when we go through tough times, because we're going to go through them. Life just doesn't always work out the way we want it to. It doesn't. I mean, in the long run, it may. When I was going to New Mexico, when I found out that I was not going to have a place to stay, that was like, I think it was like about 8:30 in the morning. And when I actually got there, it was like 6 p.m. at night. So I had a whole day where I could have suffered horribly Or I had a whole day that went really well, which I chose the latter. Because as I was driving there, I was looking at places to go and see, and I was enjoying the trip, the drive, too. So, life, we don't know which way it's going to turn out sometimes. And it's at those times where we really face our ability to be happy or not be happy. We're going to be happy is if we continue to work towards what we're working towards, but with having alternatives that we will adjust to, because we realize there aren't guarantees in life. Life doesn't always go the way we expect it to. And if we're willing to adjust quickly as possible to these changes, then we can keep that smile on our face and really be happy people. So thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. And if you are enjoying these podcasts and finding them helpful, I'd love a review from you. If you go to the website, you'll see on the left-hand column, G+, which stands for Google Plus, and then a Yelp little icon there. Click on them, and you can leave a review there. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.